Argentina's new president has been settling into his job this month. Mauricio Macri now occupies the iconic pink presidential palace in Buenos Aires, known as the Casa Rosada. But he's had to wrestle with the outgoing president, Cristina de Kirchner, over another presidential property, the official Casa Rosada Twitter account. Reporter Irena Caselli is following this social media spat. Is Kirchner reluctant to hand over the reins of power, or does she already have Twitter follower envy?
That's a very good question, actually. I think, in a sense, you can say that she's probably quite reluctant to hand over power. She wasn't even present at the inauguration ceremony for the new president, which is something that has never happened before in Argentina's democratic history. And the Twitter account went away quite fast, actually. Even before Macri became president, the old Twitter account for the Pink House already transformed itself and changed its description and became an official tribute to former president Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner and her late husband and predecessor. We thought that that was going to be the end of it, but then this week a new Twitter account came out at Casa Rosada. Casa Rosada is Pink House, and it is now considered the official Twitter account for the Pink House. It has tweeted many pictures of Mauricio Macri, the new president, inside the presidential house, and it has used very different language, talking about dialogue, an air of change, all buzzwords of President Macri.
Like a lot of so-called real and authentic Twitter accounts, it gets confusing. Who actually has the login and password for the official account for the president of Argentina right now?
We don't know, actually. This was one of the many things that we heard about over these past few days. But that mystery was not solved. But definitely Twitter is a big thing here in Argentina. I mean, the former president used to use it to announce all sorts of policies. And there's a lot of activity going on between the supporters of the new president and those who are still wishing that the old president was in power.
Irena, a couple of weeks ago, after Mauricio Macri was inaugurated, there was a photo of him dancing on the balcony of the Casa Rosada. What steps is he taking in these early days of his presidency to set some kind of tone and direction?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes just over this past couple of weeks. When it comes to the economy, the first huge change came when the president actually lifted currency controls, which had been in place for 4 years. The peso, the Argentinian peso, lost value against the dollar almost immediately. This move was seen as necessary in order to fix the distortions of the economy that had been taking place over these past few years. But analysts on all political sides agree that this will mean some rocky times ahead for Argentina in the short term. But also when it comes to foreign policy, Macri has already set a different tone. He spoke out against Venezuela at a regional summit, calling for Venezuela to free political prisoners. This is definitely changing the sort of pace when it comes to the political setup regionally.
Well, it's the holidays, and of course, things everywhere tend to grind to a halt around the holidays. And down there, it's summer at Christmas time. I suspect a lot of minds in Argentina are not on politics right now.
That's right. There are many things that have to be done, and the president has been moving quite quickly. But, you know, it's hot out here. Christmas is coming up. Lots of people are noticing some changes already because many prices have gone up for food staples like meat. People's minds are on Christmas and everything else, but you can definitely see that there's some change. And many people are also worried about what that change may mean.
How warm is it in Buenos Aires today?
I guess today it's about 30 degrees. It's a little humid and
that's,
it's going to rain
Celsius,
soon.
Right?
Yes, 30 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, so up around 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, well, you should have a nice Christmas.
Yes, it'll be nice and warm.
Reporter Irena Caselli in Buenos Aires, thank you.
Thank you.